How are you guys doing? Okay. How are you guys doing? Do you love this sitting arrangement? Huh? Some are saying yes, some are saying no. It's good, eh? Nothing, just okay. You don't know. Okay, cool. How many of you can share with me what we learned last week? Anything. Anything. Does anyone remember what we talked about last week? Oh, were you around last week? Okay, who was around last week? Oh, Faith. Divine partnership. Aha. What about divine partnership? Anything that you learned last week? Anything? Anyone? How many of you were there last week? Were around last week? Yeah. What did you learn? Sam has an answer.
What's up, guys? I learned to give. Yeah.
You learned?
To give.
To give? Yeah. Ah, okay. Cool. Yes? You want?
I learned not just to give for the sake of giving, but to give with a cause and from your heart.
Aha, great. So we're going to pick it up from there. And before we start, we're going to watch a video. Just an illustration on what giving entails and what I'm going to be sharing with you. So let's watch the video.
I've got two people here. Each one of them is represented by a glass of Skittles. Skittles 1 and Skittles 2. This morning God has presented to us that two different people, the way we live today. The first guy lives trying to just take care of himself, and you realize the needs are great, so he gives some of his Skittles to his mortgage payment. And he gives some of his Skittles to his car payment. And if he has kids, more cars. And he has kids that will one day go to college, and he has to give more money for college. And it's college, so it's more Skittles. Trying to take care of himself. One of those kids decide they want to get married, and it's their daughter. I know what he feels like. And that's the whole thing. And then he looks down and he says, well, I don't have any left over to give to God. But God says there's this other guy. His Skittles, the first thing he does with them, he hears the truth. He's connected to what Christ has done in him, and he takes his Skittles and he gives them to God. His storehouse, to those in need, the tithe. He gives them to them. And then he sees the need and he gives somebody else. Then he realizes he has a mortgage payment. He has realized he has cars to pay for. He realizes that he has college to pay for. He realizes that he has a wedding to pay for. But then he realizes his is empty. He's not sure what to do, and he knows he's obeyed God, and then he looks to God. And God begins to pour out his storehouse upon him. And God says, it's okay. I got room enough for you. Listen, my friend. His bucket is never empty. It's never empty. And my friend, I want you to understand the issue of the hour is, which guy will we be? What will you do with your Skittles? Because the truth is, God overwhelmingly, in the truth of His Word, has said, out of the overflow, that love will pour out of you, and you will be generous.
And so, that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I'm also going to pick up from last week and share with you a title called Sowing Lessons. How many of you have planted stuff? Maybe planted maize, planted tomato, rape, and the like. Yeah, some of you. Okay, anyway. For those of you who've planted, when we plant a seed of maize, right? After 3 months, the plant grows. And how many seeds come out from that cob? So many of them, right? And that's what I'll be talking about, that whatever we plant, we'll reap. And so let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians, verse 9 to 7. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 7. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 7. Who can read it for me? 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. It's actually even... Who's going to read it for me? Any volunteer? Or I point? Anyone? Hey, no one wants to read. Okay, let me point. Zoe will point. Okay, Shemel.
Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. It reads, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
Aha, thank you very much, Shemel. So, how many of you have friends who are stingy? At school, at home? A lot of hands, eh? Because I know at Impact, no one is stingy, right? No one is stingy at Impact, right? Yeah, cool. So, but how many of you have friends who are stingy? How do we feel? How do we feel when our friend doesn't want to share what they have? Maybe some food, some cash, some bundles. Can share bundles, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. How do you feel? Anyone? Yes.
I feel sad.
You feel sad. Ah, nice. Anyone else? Elizabeth?
I feel invisible to them.
You feel invisible to them. Ah, nice. Anyone else? You have an answer? Maya? Okay, there's another. How do you feel when your friend doesn't give you...
I feel bad.
Feel bad. Huh. Cool. But how do you think God feels when we don't give him what he wants from us? How do you think God feels when we're being stingy, when we don't want to give him our offering or our tithe? Yes, Tokozi.
I don't know how exactly to say it, but then if I was God, I would feel like, after it's mine, mm-hmm. I mean, why shouldn't you share with someone else?
Mm-hmm. Ah, cool. Imagine how God feels when we come to church, the offering bag comes through, and our parents have given us money to put in the offering bag, and then we keep it in our pocket. How do you think God feels? This is what I'll be talking about. Oh, Elizabeth.
I think he'll feel like I was stupid to give the person the money to give. Like, why did I even give that person money?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even feel reluctant to what? To give it to him.
Aha, cool. So, I'm going to share with you three insights of what giving with a cheerful heart means. Giving with a cheerful heart means. So we're calling them the three P's. The three P's. Priority giving, percentage giving, and...
Progressive.
Progressive giving. Aha. Good combo. Thanks. So the first one is priority giving. Before you do anything, the first payment is to God. If you wait for other expenses to be met, you won't have enough for God. Who do you prioritize in your life? Even when you wake up, What's the first thing that you think of? School? Brushing teeth? What do you think? What's the first thing that you think of when you wake up? Bible, praying, the phone, check your phone for the time? Oh, on Facebook. Huh? So, I'm encouraging you all. First priority is for God. Whatever we have should be taken to God. Let God be the priority in your life, even with the cash that your parents give you. So, for example, if your parents have given you a 50 kwacha, 5 kwacha, you can take it to God. Just 5 kwacha. 5 kwacha. Then the 45 kwacha, you can now use it to buy bundles, buy sweets, buy shoes, or whatever. You know? I don't know. Maybe there are shoes for 45. I don't know. So that's an example. Right? Imagine, how many of you love parties? So if I was to invite you for a party today, you wouldn't come. Free food. Huh? You come, right? Yes. So imagine you are at a party, right? And you invite God to the party. God come to the party. And there's food, chicken. Me, I love chicken. Green sausage, T-bone, the fruit juices, no alcohol, fruits, ice cream, chocolate, all those foods, right? You put them on the table. Then you invite God. But you first, you invite God and you also invite your friends. So your friends eat first, right? They eat the chicken and the like. And then that's when you invite God. Then when God comes, he just finds bones, leftovers. How do you think God would feel? That's how it is when we make God the last instead of the first. We give God leftovers. Leftovers should not be for God. God should be given the best. After all, those shoes, those clothes, my specs, everything is from God. And all he wants is just a small portion, you know. But we shouldn't. So when we make God number 5, we're giving him leftovers. Do we want to give God leftovers? How does it feel to eat leftovers? How many of you love eating leftovers? Huh? It depends what it is. Like what? Chicken.
When they are grilling chicken, uh-huh. Then what remains there?
Yeah, but anyway, I know you get the message. So let God be a priority in your life, all right? Number 2, percentage giving. So we've looked at priority giving. We're going to percentage giving. Picture this. How many of you have 1 kwachas right now? No, not coins. Let's see. 2 kwachas. No, coins. How many of you have 1 kwacha? 10. 10 what kwachas? You don't keep them. Oh, okay. Anyway, I will illustrate this. Imagine you receive 10 kwacha from God, right? 10 kwacha from God. And you ask God, what do you want me to do with this 10 kwacha? And God just says, I just want 1 from the 10 kwacha. I just want 1 kwacha from the 10 kwacha. Would you give him? He just wants 1 kwacha. And then you ask him, what am I going to do with the 9 kwacha? He says, you can do whatever you want to do. I just want 1 kwacha. Would you give him that 1 kwacha? You want the whole 10 kwacha? Huh? Would you give him the 1 kwacha? From 10 kwacha, he just wants 1 kwacha. Would you give him? Or you want to keep the 10 kwacha? You would give him? You'd give him? You would not give him? You'd give him? Would you give him 1 kwacha? Would you give him? Would you give him? Would you give him? Great. Would you give him? Just one kwacha. That's all he asks from you. That a tenth of what you have is what he wants. Just 10%. We've done percentage at school, right? So 10% of what you have. So if you have 20 kwacha, all God wants is a 2 kwacha. So you just remove 1 0. If he gives you 100 kwacha, he just wants 10% of 100 kwacha, which is 10 kwacha. So when he gives you 100 kwacha, just remove 1 0. That 10 kwacha now is what you give to God. Is that a fair deal? Especially that everything that we have is from God. He just wants 10%. Are we willing to do that? It's okay. It's fair. Yeah. And it's good to start now. It's good to have that training now. Because soon, you guys will be working. You'll be getting lots of money. You'll be getting 60,000 kwacha per month. Can you imagine having 60,000 kwacha per month salary? 60,000 kwacha. But even from that 60,000 kwacha, God would want just 10%. And that 10%, so 60,000, remove a zero, it becomes 6,000 kwacha. So 6,000 is what you now take to God. You can imagine. But if you start training now, it will be easier for you when you grow to even pay that 6,000. So the training starts now, you know. Like just for example, for cooking, you know. How many of you cook? Shima. Not eggs, Shima. Aha. When you started, right, it wasn't easy, right? You had bows in the Nshima and all, you know. But with practice, now you're a pro, right? Yeah. You're not yet a pro. Okay, but eventually you will be a pro as you keep on cooking that Nshima, right? So it's the same even with giving. The more you give, with that 10% every Sunday or every month, you get a 10% and give to God, it will be okay. All right? So stick to the percentage and be committed to it. So you start with 10% and then be committed to that. And God, we saw in that video, just that you'll never be broke. You'll just be, your cup will just be overflowing with his blessings. And then the third P is progressive giving. Progressive giving. So progressive giving means we started at 10%, but now God is blessing us with more money. So maybe last year your parents used to give you 50 kwacha, and now they're giving you 100 kwacha. You know? So they've increased the amount. So even you, there's no harm in also increasing your amount to God. After all, is the owner. After all, is the owner of everything that we have. Because God will start opening doors for you. And so you can also progressively start giving more. So God has said he just wants 10%. You can move it and move to 11%. So God says, I want one kwacha. You can give him an extra kwacha. Or one kwacha 50 ngwe. And then you remain with 8 kwacha 50 ngwe. As you are growing, you know. As you are growing, your faith is growing. You start now also increasing your giving. Because the minimum is like 10%. But you can now increase to 11%, 12%. 13%. Are we able to do that? Eventually. I'm not talking about now, but as we take baby steps, you know, even a baby, he doesn't start with talking. The baby starts with, you know, whatever that language is, but it's a baby language, you know. Mm-hmm. Then after that, they crow. Then they start walking. Then they start talking. It's a gradual thing. So even with this giving, it's a gradual thing. We start with 10%, and then eventually, when God blesses us, we can add an extra amount. So, for example, in church, when they say, hey, there's a visiting pastor, please give some offering for that visiting pastor, you can get a little extra, other than the 10%. You just get even a 15 or 1%, and you give to that visiting pastor who came to preach to us. And that's what is called offering. There'll be times when we have to help out an orphanage. You've already given your 10%, and then now you give out the extra. So maybe even give out a 15 from that 10 kwacha that you were given. And then you remain with 8 kwacha 15. Is that not still fine? 8 kwacha 15. Isn't that not still fine? It's okay. Or you want to keep the whole 10 kwacha? Your faithfulness and faith grow hand in hand. If your faith is to thrive and grow, your faithfulness must also develop. Your faithfulness and faith grow hand in hand. If your faith is to grow and thrive, your faithfulness must also develop. So, we're calling upon you to be faithful in your giving. Don't keep it in your pocket when your parents give you, okay? Give. That's how your faith will be built, you know, as you are giving. And I can assure you, you won't lack. You won't lack. Because God is a God who just abundantly gives us stuff. He gives us abundantly. He's just giving us. You even at some point say, "Ah, God, it's too much. The blessings are too much," you know. But you start with baby steps, slowly, and you start growing in your giving, you know. So don't feel ashamed if you've never given. You can start today, you know. You can start a fresh page today. If you've been keeping your money, you can start today, trusting in God that He will provide. Okay? So we can start today. Are we ready to start next month? Oh, yeah. July is almost through. So are we ready to start in August to just give whatever we have? The yeses are few. Are we ready to give starting next month? Aha, great stuff. So there was a question last week in the girls' group. Someone asked if giving will lead me to heaven. Did you ask such? There was a question like that, right? Something like that, right? Yeah. Oh, it wasn't your group. It was in your group, right? Yeah. If giving leads to heaven. No, it doesn't. It's just us obeying God. So giving is just an act of obedience to God. It won't take us to heaven, but it's a joy to give. Because our God, the God that we serve, is also a giver. Look, He's given us all these things. We should also emulate Him. So it's just a practice that we do as Christians. Okay? It doesn't lead you to heaven, nor does it lead you to hell. Okay? Understood? But it's just a practice that we like. The way we sing, the way we worship, the way we read our Bibles, the way we pray, those are just practices of Christians to become better Christians. Like footballers, they practice during the week, playing free kicks. Ronaldo is the best, by the way. So Ronaldo during the week, or Messi, okay, Messi and Ronaldo and Mbappe, okay. Oh, the Brazilian one, okay, cool. So those players, they practice during the week. They practice during the week, right? And then when the match comes, the boy is there. The free kick is just, bah, and it's a goal. But they've been practicing. So even us as Christians, there are things that, for us to grow, We need to practice. So practice in praying, reading the word of God, giving. Coming to impact is also a way in which you can grow. You know? And the like. So I would encourage you all, let's give. The Bible, who can recite John 3:16 for me? Just one person. Is there... Yeah, no, one person.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever... For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Thank you very much. Clap. So, for God so loved the world that he gave. God loved us so much that he gave. We love God, so we give. Right? So we are giving because what? We love God. Just like God so loved us that he gave. Right? Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's close our eyes. Our dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for your goodness. I want to thank you for your grace. I want to thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you, Father, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us so that we could have eternal life. Thank you, Father, that because of your giving, we can have life and life abundantly. We thank you, God, that we can receive your salvation because of your giving. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you. And if there's anyone in here who has never received Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, you do not know how it is to be a Christian. You've fallen away and you want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the God who gives. Today is the day that you can start that relationship. Of having that relationship, a wonderful relationship with the God who gives abundantly. If you are that person who's never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can raise up your hand today and receive the salvation, which is free. Anyone in here who would like? Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand. Anyone else who is in here who wants to receive the gift of salvation? God so loved the world that he gave his son. Are you able today? Do you want to give up your life to Jesus Christ? Anyone else? And if you feel like you struggle in your giving, you have issues with giving, you are stingy, today is the day that you can come right with God and he can help you start a journey where you now give freely, and a journey where you start becoming a cheerful giver. Are you that person today? Raise up your hand if you want to take proper steps to being a cheerful giver. Raise up your hand if you struggle with giving. Okay. Father, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify your holy name, for you are good. You gave us because you love us, and so we love you now. Because you first loved us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for everything that you keep doing in our lives. Thank you, Father, for providing for all our needs. Thank you, Jesus. We pray all these things. Amen. Amen. So time for small groups. If you have questions, you can ask them in the small groups. And yeah, questions will be answered.